This is a reminder for all moms, teachers, and ladies that influence children and teenagers. You know, sometimes we get really caught up in the dailies. I'm talking about myself here. The child rearing, the training of your kids. And there's a lot of do this, don't do this, change this, this needs to be fixed. You know, it's intense sometimes. And I was reading this week in my devotions, Psalm 119. And you know, it really, a couple really great things stood out to me and kind of helped me press a reset button. So I just wanted to pass this along to you ladies also. I'm going to read you Psalm 149. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with a timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hands to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. When I read through that, I was struck by how many positive, exciting, happy adjectives there were. Sing, praise, rejoice, joyful, sing praises. The Lord taketh pleasure in his people. Beautify, joyful, sing praises, and praise ye the Lord. You know what? Just a little reminder here. We always want to keep in front of those whom we influence that God is a happy God who takes pleasure, that Christianity is the good, happy, joyful, wonderful religion of a great God who is happy, who takes pleasure, who has joy, and who gives joy to his people. There's glory and happiness and beauty and pleasure. And all of that is given to us by our great God. We don't want those under us, especially I think teenagers, to get the feeling that Christianity is all don't do this, don't do this, you can't do this, restrictive, restrictive, negative, no fun, cutting off everything you like to do. We definitely want to keep in front of our children and teenagers and young adults that Christianity is the best thing going. Because it is. Because God is awesome and it is fun to serve the Lord and it is a blessed, awesome life. Of course, not every day is a great, fun, awesome day, but the life is the best life possible. I was talking to my Sunday school girls, reminding them of this on Sundays, last Sunday, and I just wanted to remind us too. Let's not get lost in seeing the forest for the trees. Let's not get up close to it so long in the daily child rearing and teaching kids maybe in school or in Sunday school or on a bus route that we forget how great it is, how joyful it is. So I recommend, just as a reminder, if you're feeling that pull toward being down in the dumps, negativity, that for those whom you influence for their sake, that we get into Psalm 149. And I love this last line in the last verse. This honor hath all his saints. You know, the Lord gives us joy and happiness and singing and rejoicing and beauty. He gives that to all his saints. That's for all of us. It's not just for somebody else whose life is really great. It is for all of us. It's for you, and it's for me, and it's for all of us. So I just really wanted to encourage you this week. It really encouraged my heart and helped me to look for the good again. And maybe that's something that could help you today and this week. Let's look for the good, and let's talk about the good with our kids and our teenagers. Have a great week, friends. Let's walk in love, loving God through loving others.